we released this report close to Mother's Day because it's a time when a lot of people are thinking about moms and what moms want. And our experience is that most moms, if asked, would tell you that one of the things they want the most is more time with their families.
So what exactly were you looking at with this study?
We looked at whether or not states had done anything to help working parents at the time when they have a new baby. We looked at whether or not there was any provision for paid time off when a new baby arrived, whether there was any expansion of family and medical leave to provide job protection, or we looked at whether or not there were flexible sick leave policies that would enable workers to at least use some of their sick leave time to help take care of a new baby or a spouse who had just given birth. When you think about it, we're one of the most prosperous countries in the world, and it's really shameful that we don't do more to help our working families and to give our children a healthy start in life. In 2004, Harvard University did research looking at 168 countries and found that there were only five that provided no paid parental leave. We are among those five, right up there with Lesotho, Papua New Guinea, Swaziland, and Australia. It's a pretty shameful record for a country that says it values families.
Why do you think that's the situation?
Well, as a nation, we do better talking about how much we value families than putting in place policies that would really provide support for them in times of need.
So what sorts of policies, then, are you advocating for, and what kind of response are you getting, say, in Washington?
Well, at the federal level, we just reintroduced legislation that would, at a minimum, guarantee workers a few days of paid sick leave per year. But we also believe that we need to work toward the point where we have paid family and medical leave, so that when a family has a new child, that's a really wonderful, glorious event and not the beginning of a time that could spell economic disaster. In fact, we know that 25% of all poverty spells begin with the birth of a child.
And of course, the important thing to note here is that you're talking about paid leave, not unpaid leave, which we were guaranteed under some of the earlier parental leave legislation.
We were specifically looking at whether or not any states provided paid leave, and obviously that's what parents need the most. But we also looked at whether any states had gone further than the Family Medical and Leave Act in terms of providing job protection. There are some states that have actually extended family and medical leave protection to more employees. There are also some states that have extended the length of family and medical leave. And there are also states that have provided for flexible use of sick leave that would allow for a parent to, for example, save up their sick leave so they could use some of it to take care of a new baby or to deal with medical disability after giving birth.
Have you seen across the board any sort of trends in terms of which states do have more policies or less than others, maybe geographic, southern versus northern, eastern versus western, or party affiliation, if they've got Republican or Democratic governors or controlled legislatures?
There certainly is no trend in terms of geography or even in terms of party politics. And I think the truth is this isn't really a red state or a blue state issue. It's just as important to families in red states as it is to families in blue states. And I think politicians would find strong support for these kinds of policies, regardless of what state they're from.
Obviously, you release a report like this with hopes that it stirs up some debate and conversation around these issues. But how optimistic are you that that then results in some sort of change, either at the state or federal level?
Well, we think the more people hear about this issue and think about this issue, the more likely they are to talk to their elected representatives. The more likely it is that those representatives will get the message that this is one of those things they can do to really support working families. Our elected officials are very good about talking about how much they value families. This is something tangible they could do to support families.
I'm wondering what response you would have, though, to the other side, the small business person who says, we can't afford to do this.
throughout our efforts to promote family-friendly policies in this country, we have heard from employers that they're worried about the cost of providing leave. But we've also heard from employers who have implemented these policies that these policies are just as good for the employer as they are for the employee. In fact, they often help the bottom line. Recruitment and retention of employees are real issues. It costs a lot of money to replace and retrain workers. So many, many businesses find that it is much more effective to retain their employees, to provide them the flexibility they need to be able to take care of their families and be able to manage both their work responsibilities and family responsibilities.